So, look, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that voters know what's happening in his alternative universe. His alternative universe. Now, isn't that a show on MTV? His alternate universe. Luckily, we have someone in that world. And once again, joining us now on the phone from Planet Bush is our correspondent, Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Mr. Smalls.
Good morning, Mark, and God bless you, both of you. God bless
you. Good morning.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. So, the second debate, what were your thoughts on that? Did you watch it?
I certainly did, and I think the president ushered us into a new era of statesmanship Friday night.
Ugh.
I feel fortunate just to be alive,
God.
Just to have seen it. I hope someone's making a commemorative plate, or three or four commemorative plates, because that's how much I want to remember moment Friday.
Look, he was all jacked up. He was hopped up on something, and all he did was attack Kerry instead of defending his record. It was horrendous.
Mark, he's the president. His actions are correct by definition.
Oh, my God.
That's just common sense, Mark. You attack something that needs attacking, and you don't have to defend something that so obviously doesn't need to be defended.
But that's crazy. He just looked angry and defensive. He's a president. Why didn't he act like a president?
Mark, Democrats don't understand passion.
Oh, come on.
Passion. This wasn't little Howard Dean screeching and hollering and all that. This was God's anger channeled through his anger vessel. Inside, Bush is as cool as a cube. You know, while he was rebuking Kerry, inside, he was thinking of new ways to keep us safe.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
You and me.
You're out of your mind. What about the report? We're not safer.
Safer.
We weren't safer. All right. What about the report on the WMDs? I mean, come on. The Dulfer report, they were never there. It was over. The sanctions were working.
Mark,
1,000 pages saying there weren't any.
Mark, that report just proves how necessary it was for us to go in there.
Oh,
it says Saddam had huge stockpiles of WMDs. Most of them were pointed directly at Dallas. And the other half were gift wrapped for Osama. It's plain as
it wasn't. It that's not what it said.
I can't do your reading for you, Mark. But if the pundits want to overthink this thing, you know, I can't do anything but pray for them. But thanks, Mark. I don't think I want to ride your spin machine this morning.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
You just stay in whatever world, the no spin world that you're in. Like that's
true. It's nice here. I promise.
No, it's but you're. It's crazy.
It's so nice.
You're crazy. All right, but let's talk about the lady who asked Bush to name three things he'd done wrong during his presidency. He totally ducked that one. Couldn't even, no contrition. Where's the humility in that? Where's the Christianity in that, my friend?
Mark, he didn't list three things wrong because he hasn't done three things wrong.
God, unbelievable.
You can't expect him to make things up. It's not his job to spontaneously come up with words and ideas. Plus, he didn't want to hurt the feelings of those bad appointments. Didn't want to hurt their feelings. There's a word for a thing like that, Mark Maron. That word is compassion. Also has passion in it.
No.
Compassion.
Avoidance. How about that? Avoidance. Denial. What about Bush attacking the cheaper prescription drugs from Canada? What did he say?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure it cures you and doesn't kill you.
Isn't that a great line?
No, it's not.
Isn't that a great line? You know, Mark, liberal heathens in Canada would gladly kill Americans. And prescription drugs are the way that they do it. You can't trust any country that has affordable health care. I mean, honestly, those people aren't well. They think they are.
Do you even hear what you're saying? Do you even know what you're saying?
I do.
What about
the one that's...
No.
Please, I want you to go on.
All right. What condescension. Dripping. What about the next debate? Domestic policy. Bush is screwed on that one, right?
Well, you know, Kerry will throw his little numbers around and some people will complain about jobs, but now that every American's got a good job with health care,
what are you crazy?
Now I'll fall off deaf ears. I've turned the corner, Mark. Turn it with me.
No.
Turn it with me.
But
take the wheel.
Go to the rack.
Turn the corner, buddy.
You're just a sad little man, aren't you? You're just so deluded, so pathetic, really sad.
Yes. I look in the mirror, and there's a sad puppy with no friends. Put it me down. Put down the sad puppy. I want to go back.
I knew it.
Bad.
Oh, isn't that sad? See how it really feels when you reach down inside yourself and you find, you know, who you really are?
four more years. Looks good, buddy.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Debate,
my friend.
God bless you.
Have a nice trip. Ready to get
God
work.
God bless you.
No,
it's
God
my,
bless you.
It's my God that matters, so God bless you.
All right, you take care of yourself.
Bye-bye now.
We'll talk to you later. Lawton Smalls, of course, from Bushworld.